Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes, Carlos.
Okay. And are you very interested? Thank you. Somewhat interested, a little interested, or not at all interested in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Not interested.
A little interested or not at all interested?
Not at all interested, Carlos.
Thank you. And do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Thank you. And thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
You know, Carlos, I don't have an answer for that. I've not been in a public school building or any school buildings in the city.
Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all? A little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
No confidence at all.
Thank you. If the New Orleans Public Schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one. Because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or the second one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
The second statement.
Thank you. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would not at all be influenced, have a little influence, somewhat influence, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. So the first one, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in future years. After hearing that, does that strongly influence you, somewhat influence, a little influence, or no influence at all?
Strongly influence.
Second one, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. How much of an influence?
No influence.
So, not influence a little or no influence at all, right?
No influence at all, correct.
Thank you. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, how much of an influence?
Strongly influenced.
Strongly, thank you. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. How much influence?
No influence at all.
Okay. Learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. How much influence?
No influence at all.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there wouldn't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
How much? Strongly influenced.
Thank you. Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city.
strongly influenced.
Thank you. Okay, now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Thank you. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School?
No.
A teacher at New Orleans Public School?
No.
A staff member or administrator at New Orleans Public School?
No.
Oh, okay. Not affiliated with New Orleans Public Schools?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49.
31 to 49.
60. Got you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or
some
professional
college.
School. Thank you.
Some college. Yes.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your patience. I hope you have yourself a great rest of the Sunday.
Thank you, Carlos. You as well.
Okay, I appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.